Blog Talk Radio.
Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment, Transforming Your Marketing Matrix Now, here on this More Than Meets the Eye Marketing Monday. I am your cross-niche marketing facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, serving as your cross-niche marketing journalist and cross-industries authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And today we will be focusing on transforming your brand power with our special guest, business and marketing strategist Natasha Davis from www.visionarypeoplearise.com. And I will be bringing her into today's conversational training momentarily. But I want to set this segment up with talking about infusing your brand power for the next level. And it's so important that you have the right alignments to help you transform your brand power. This is going to be very critical if you really want to see massive change in your business this year. And I'm going to encourage you today to open your mind to experience an up-level renewal process for yourself and for your business, because as you know, we talk in this segment about transformation of the mind. You can only be transformed by the renewing of your mind in order to gain a bigger vision for your marketing and actually for your overall success. And if you aren't willing to transform your mind or transform your vision or even your actions, then don't expect to achieve rollout results this year through your marketing. So it's very important to set this intention for yourself right now before I invite Natasha to share, because Natasha has developed a high level of mastery as a chief visionary to help entrepreneurs truly, and I do mean truly, understand how your vision and your branding work together like a hand in glove. And if I had to coin her, I would consider her to be the high priestess of visionary expression, because she is able to truly elevate your perception about your vision and your brand so that you can accelerate, and this will make you rise and begin to soar at new levels. And certainly you want to be able to soar at new levels in what you're going to do through your business and your marketing this year. She is not only going to raise your awareness to the importance of transforming your brand power and also creating the success strategies for that, but she's also going to empower you to get into implementation, because it's not just enough to have a vision or a plan or to talk about your brand, all right? You have to be the vision. You have to be the plan. And most of all, you have to be the brand, because you are the brand. It is in your way of being and how you're going to show up, and not just doing a few things that are simply going to seem productive and you're going to talk about your desires and how you want to move things forward. No, you have to be willing to transform yourself and also your implementation around your marketing. So it's going to be a very powerful conversation that's going to take place today. And for those of you who are familiar with the scripture passage from 1 Corinthians 4:20, it talks about the kingdom of God is not about a matter of talk, but power. So this is the year you're going to infuse your brand with power, and you're going to start by transforming what it is that you're doing. And also for those Transformer fans out there, Megatron has a quote that says, "Power flows only to the one who knows how, and desire alone is not enough." So it's not enough to talk about this. It's not enough to do a few things. You have to infuse what you're going to do this year with power. And Natasha is here today to help you not only be powerful, but also, as her motto would say, productive and progressive, and to be 100% successful as you transform your brand power. So without further delay, I want to welcome our special guest today, Natasha Davis. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Alicia. I'm really excited to be here, and thank you for that very robust, introduction. I was sitting there like, That's you. That's me. So I definitely
appreciate that.
I'm looking forward to, you know, having a great time this afternoon and dialoguing with our listeners. And I really hope that something I say today will educate and empower someone to move forward and to really just take the next step and do some phenomenal things in their business. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to this, too. I've been very excited about this segment and just knowing, I said, oh, my goodness, this topic here, she's just going to take this and run with it because it's so who you are.
And
I think every word of what I said, you definitely are a higher level of expression as it relates to vision, and that's extremely important, very critical when we're dealing with transformation. But before we get into talking today and having our conversational training around this subject, I would like for you to share a little bit about yourself and also about your services.
Absolutely. Thanks for doing that. And one thing I'll have to stop and say, I am a woman on the go. So you guys, bear with me if my technology starts to act up. You know, just let me know and I can make some adjustments. But I am definitely always on the go, and I was really excited about this afternoon. So let me tell you guys a little bit about me. I am a registered nurse by first profession, and my first profession as a registered nurse, did that for a little over 15 years, and, you know, a little over halfway through into my profession, I realized that there was still something missing with me. There was still that missing link, and I didn't feel complete and whole professionally as well as personally. Because each day would come along, and I would feel a little less equipped. I would feel a little less complete. And just under about 9 years ago, it came to fruition that I realized, okay, I found my thing. And that was a great challenge for me because moving forward from being a full-time registered nurse to being a businesswoman, now that was a big transition, and there was a lot of things that I had to learn, one of the things being marketing and understanding what marketing is in a true essence and how to apply it effectively, how to be efficient, and how to be powerful with marketing. And so I launched the company Visionary People 9 years ago, and the whole concept and purpose why the company existed was to, at the time, work with independent entrepreneurs and startup companies who were looking to take their next quantum leap, who said, okay, I know what I'm doing. I need to figure out, I need to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Most people that go into business, they know what they want to provide. They just don't have all the pieces to the puzzle together, and it's kind of fragmented. And so the whole goal for me was to come as a business and marketing strategist and as an entrepreneurial coach to help that person to formulate their concept and to make their small business be positioned and prepared as a bigger business and as a functional business. And that was the core of it, to be coaching as well as consulting was the main core of the business at the time. And people might be thinking to themselves now, well, how in the world did you go from being a nurse to a businesswoman? How did you figure that out?
Well, that's a transformation there.
know, that would be the transformation. Well,
yes,
I'll tell
definitely.
You, one of the things is I've always been in the business arena. My family is very entrepreneurial, and they always have business. And my father, who was, you know, my mentor, I talk to him sometimes three times a day.
Wonderful.
He was the one that kept pouring certain business acumen into me. And, of course, when I let him know I was going to nursing school, he says, okay, well, what are you going to do with that degree besides push pills? And I remember he said that to me. And I was like, well, Dad, that's offensive. You know, I went to school. I got a degree. I'm a professional nurse. I'm taking care of people. I want to take care of people. He says, okay, well, you can do that and have a little fun with that, but after you're done, you come back and you tell me what is it that you're going to do with that degree. And so about 2 years into nursing, I figured out that I did want to do something with that degree, and I thought about doing, you know, like a nursing service or something like that. We toggled with that idea for a little bit because that was just routine or, you know, what one would commonly think. But what ended up happening is I launched the company Visionary People. 9 years later, the company, we've completely rebranded the company. You're getting the exclusive, Nisha. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, thank
you. We rebranded the company. You're welcome. And
wonderful.
The name of the company is now called Impact branding, because we wanted to make sure that we're communicating exactly what we do.
Yes.
We streamlined a lot of services, and because we wanted to be very effective and very efficient, we said we have to make sure what we do communicates in our title and in our business name. So
mm-hmm.
the name of our company now is called Impact Branding, and the services that we provide is brand development, public relations management. We do training and development. We still do that. We do
mm-hmm.
that on a group setting, and we also still maintain that group coaching as well.
Wonderful. Oh, that is, my goodness, that is perfect. You know, that, I'm so glad to be exclusive with this for the simple fact
yes,
that it's perfect for
you
this.
You really are.
Thank you so much. I totally feel honored. And, you know, it's really critical that you share that, because we're in a transformational segment, and you just shared beautifully how your business has evolved and your brand has evolved and now has transformed into another perspective and of how you're going to show up and make the bigger impact for people with what you do. So you have provided brand transformation 101 right here already.
Yes, you know,
just
I got to tell you. And
in
listen,
the setup.
It is. In the branding, you know, like I said, the company is 9 years old. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
usually you are rebranding every 5 to 7 years, typically 10 years, you're going to rebrand your image, because
mm-hmm.
now you've had the information that you need to say,
exactly.
what do we do exceptionally well and what do
mm-hmm.
we not do well? What do we really need to, you know, disassociate ourselves from, or what do we need to associate and align ourselves with? And usually
absolutely.
That starts to come around, you know, every 5 to 7 years, and by 10 years you're looking to rebrand. So we are very excited about our rebranding. We have a new logo. We got the image. We have the website, everything. So it's really exciting.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I am excited. I'm really excited. I'm very happy for you. And let me offer my hearty congratulations to you and to your team for doing a phenomenal job to take what you do and now transform that into its highest expression, because that's exactly what you've done. You've evolved your business, and your team has helped you to evolve your business, and your customers have evolved. That means it's transformed into something. It's more than MeCI. That's what it is.
Exactly. It is more than MeCI.
Oh,
thank
you. I love that. That was so powerful. And, oh, my goodness, that was really powerful. And I know today we're focusing on the importance of brand power and really what it's
yes.
going to take to transform your brand and really do what you've done. You've catapulted really your overall success. And I really like to focus on holistic success, because we know that the business process, the entrepreneurial process, is all about evolution. It's all about transforming
exactly.
and launching yourself into a different, really, business stratosphere. And that's something, as a visionary, that I really pick up from you that, you know, you do that so well. And that's why I say you're definitely a high priestess of visionary expression. You're so welcome. For someone to be able to do what you've done and transform that, and also just in a few short moments, you've already broken down how the branding process happens, you know, every 5 years. And that's really important for the listeners to understand that, because, believe it or not, some people don't have the awareness, and they really get stuck in thinking that they have to
yes.
continue to carry out what it is that they started with. I often tell people, never mistake the seed for the tree. You might have gotten a vision
exactly.
to do it this way, but now you were given that so that you could plant it and grow it, and now it's something different. So don't hang on to the concept of what it started with. And so I love how you shared that. And if you could, you know, get into the importance of why it is so important to really consider transforming your brand. And why do you even believe it's important for business owners to do that?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that is required for transformation is that you as a business have to communicate to your customers that you
mm-hmm.
are evolving. And
that's
another
right.
thing is that you have to communicate to your customers that you are paying attention to the trends and
mm-hmm.
and especially to the industry shifts. And when a company
mm-hmm.
does not respond respond to the shifts in the industry or the environmental shifts or the economic shifts, customers will begin to leave. And when we look at rebranding, rebranding has to start with the mission and the vision. And a lot of people start rebranding products and services and everything else. Rebranding starts with the mission and the vision. And if the mission and the vision are being managed correctly, they are directly tied to your customer. So when you're rebranding, the first place to look is at your mission and your vision. And if your mission and your vision are being done right, they will tie directly to your customer. So now, is your customer being served correctly? And see, we don't use that term often in business, and we should. When it's not, are they being served good? You know, are they being served well? No, are they being served correctly? Because if we're providing correct service to our customers, then we won't have the issue of refunds. We won't have the issue of complaints, right? We'll be able to meet the needs. We won't have the issue of delay in service delivery or delay in product
delivery. That's right.
So we have to step back and say, okay, did we serve the client correctly? Then you can say, did we serve them well? Because if we serve them well, then they're happy and they're excited and all that great stuff.
Yes,
which means, did we give them
the
wow factor? You know, was that wow factor trip? So the first place we start when you rebrand is take a look at your mission and your vision. And if you don't have a mission and a vision, then that would be the first issue. Right?
That's the first place
you look at the, whoa. It's like, oh, wow, I guess we should pay attention to that.
Exactly. No, absolutely. That's critical. And, you know, I'm glad you said that because that was going to be my question to ask you, to really share about why having a marketing vision is imperative for transforming your brand and having that power.
Exactly.
So you went right into that. Perfect.
We are in sync here. I'm telling you, we're in
yes,
sync.
Yes, we are, definitely.
So the next thing you want to look at is from a branding perspective and also for the purposes of marketing and really pulling yourself in a cohesive way. The thing you want to think of, you want to pull your company in the same direction. So, and when I say that, there's different aspects to the company. You have the business aspect, which is going to keep the finances and the new clients and, you know, human relations, which is called human capital and things like that. And then you have the marketing aspect. Are we communicating to the audience the way that we should and the way that they need us to? So you got the marketing aspect. We know we talked about the finance and the human capital.
Yes.
And here's a piece of the puzzle that some people are missing when it comes to branding and marketing very well, the technology. Every business plan in this year should have a technology component to their business model and their business plan. And
I
don't want anyone to get nervous around that, right? We don't want people to get nervous
with
that. But technology also incorporates how do you process payment. Now, if someone calls you for service and you're telling them, well, you can mail me a check and put it through snail mail, and that is not 2016 criteria. You know, that's not good. But we need to have now technology capital what's the strategy from there, right?
Yes,
How do you take payments? How do you process payments? Here's another thing. How do you store documents? Because in business nowadays, we're going to travel a lot. Okay? I need to know that I can get to a client's documents at the tip of my fingers, whether I'm in my current state, or another country. Take advantage of the cloud.
Yes.
You know, let's start putting documents where they need to be, and also use integrated systems where you can tap into one system and get access to all of your information. You know, we want to start streamlining.
Yes.
So, we got to take advantage of these things and use the tools and the software that's out there for us. I'll tell you that in our new book that we have being released, one of the chapters we talk about is how to be marketable and how to be your loudest cheerleader. Because if you are not your loudest cheerleader, then guess what? No one else will be either.
Exactly. No, that's important. Yes, yes, definitely. And that's a perfect segue, actually, that we can actually go into talking about your forthcoming book, because you have a forthcoming book that's about Unleash Your Millionaire Mindset and Build Your Brand. And mindset is so important for, we can call it brand formation, so to speak. It's transforming your brand, you know, in that process. So I want you to share about how transforming your mindset is really, really critical for up-leveling your brand, you know, as it relates to what's in your publication. And the reason why I think it's so important to focus on that is because we can have all the different components and the different strategies in place, but if the mindset is not cultivated to carry out these next level processes, then all of the strategies that you have are really not going to do much good if a person already is not mentally prepared to take things to the next level.
Exactly. You know, one of the things I'll share, and as I mentioned before, I am a registered nurse. I've been a registered nurse for about 15 plus years, and I did trauma nursing, went back to school, became a nurse practitioner. So I am very in tune to medicine. One of the things also that we have to know when we're in business is, here's the key thing. Every business owner should know this. Your brain is designed to remember and recall the events in life. Mm-hmm. That's what it's designed to do. And so what happens in business, right, is I do something, maybe because I didn't have all the pieces together, but I stepped out and I tried it, and it didn't work out too well. Try it again, but it didn't work out too well, and maybe I failed at it. Well, your brain is designed to remember and recall the events in life. It's the same premise as if I go and put my hand. When did we learn not to put our hands over open fire? When we were little and we tried it and we got burnt.
Right.
And then our brain triggers us and tells us, hey, that's open flame, it's hot, be careful because you're going to get burnt.
Exactly.
In business.
Right.
In business. The same thing happens in business. When we step out and we make ourselves vulnerable and we attempt something and it doesn't work out or we fail at it, our brain reminds us every time we try it or think we're going to try it, our brain reminds us, hey, remember you did that already. It didn't work. Remember how painful that was emotionally? Oh, you shouldn't do that again. And then if
we
don't get
powerful
control... It
exactly
is powerful. I mean, that thing is very powerful.
Perfect analogy.
If we don't get control of our minds, we will operate in fear, and we will never function to our highest potential, and we will never take our business to its highest potential. We will never ask for the million-dollar contract. We
That's
will never
right
demand
wow
that a client pays us on time. Right?
Wow.
So our minds have to be transformed. We do have to embrace the essence of a millionaire mindset, and it starts in
absolutely
our mind. There is a thing in our brain that's called a reticular activating system, and that part in our brain is designed to help us to remember things. So whenever we have a bad experience, we have to get control of our mind, and the best way to do that is not to sit and to wallow in that pain. It's to pull yourself up and say, you know something? I did my best.
I
am
agree
the best
yes
at this particular thing, right? Because we have to then trick our brains to know, hey, that wasn't such a bad experience anyway, huh?
Right.
And so
no,
when
that's
the opportunity
wonderful yes
comes back up again, when the opportunity comes back up again, we won't be so afraid to try it because our brains will not recall and remember the painful aspect of it. It's going to remember that we were bold and we were confident and we were sure. And so we'll go for it and we'll go with greater boldness.
Powerful.
That is the only way that people are able to elevate their company and start to demand, no, I am worth $225 an hour, or I am worth $1,000 a day, or that work you want me to do, that's going to cost you $30,000 a month.
That's right.
That's the only way we're going to get there. So we have to get control of our mind. We got to get clear in what we want. We got to be calculated, and we have to be committed. And learning to control the little voice of fear and procrastination will be the greatest lesson that you can learn to take your business from where it is to where it wants to be.
That is powerful. I'm over here like I wish I had an organ to, every time you said that, the bum bum, you know. That is wonderful. No, that is one. I mean, that is powerful. You know, I set the segment up with telling the listeners that they definitely would have to have their mindsets prepared, because I knew someone of your expertise was going to truly go in and provide transformation on a whole nother level. And wow, I mean, you're doing that so far beyond anything I could have expected. Because I mean, it's just wonderful. I love how it just flows out of you. I mean, because that's who you are.
Well, thank you.
And you definitely are elevating people. You are making them arise, so to speak, so that emerging greatness that's in them will come out. And true transformation only happens from the inside out. And I am telling you, you definitely, as a former nurse, I'll still say that practice is in you. It's almost like a delicate surgery that's happened for people to transform, or you've administered.
Yes.
You've facilitated, a process to really induce transformation to happen, and to happen quickly. And I really feel that whoever's listening is definitely making the connection to what it is that you're saying, the passion, and really the importance. And certainly, there is no sitting around continuously after listening to Natasha. Whoever's listening, you definitely have to get into right inspired actions and begin to really roll out results. And I like how you talked earlier, you know, as it relates to alignment, is having those components in place to serve the people at the highest level. Because,
absolutely,
yes, you can have yourself in mind, but you have to have your customers' best interests and continue to evolve with them. And all of this goes right back to what you're saying now in transformation, as you are aligning with your ideal client, because that's something that you specialize in, is aligning people with their ideal audience. Is if they want to be able to now take their income status to a millionaire status, that means that takes on a whole other mindset, even sometimes, of who your ideal client is going to be in the present.
Exactly.
And that's another aspect that has to be transformed. How is your pricing model, your business model, your marketing model? Having the mindset, you have to have a millionaire mindset, is what Natasha's saying, in order to transform that. All of this is part of your brand.
Exactly.
You are powerful. I knew you would be.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I definitely want to make sure that people are learning and applying these principles. And, again, it all starts in the mind, because everything that flows from the leader is going to flow down to the company. If the leader is
timid,
the company will be timid. If the leader procrastinates, the company will procrastinate. If the leader is afraid, the company will also be afraid. So from the leader comes the flow of the company. So if your company, you know, if you present yourself, you know, and one thing I want to say is it doesn't matter if you are a solopreneur, if you have a team of two, a team of 10, a team of 200. It doesn't matter. I have a good friend of mine. They have a company. It's a team of five. And the company makes over $8 million a year. And it's a team of five. And so, you know, it doesn't matter.
That's phenomenal.
You know, it really doesn't matter what size your company is. You don't have to, you know, wait until you're a team of 20 to go after the million-dollar contract. No, you have to learn to streamline things and work lean and mean. And that's the piece of the puzzle.
Love that.
Other people that are contracting your company, they have to remember they're not hiring you only for how fabulous you look and all that. They're hiring you for what you solve and the results that you get. And if you can do that with three or five people, then great. If you need 20 people to do it, then get the 20. But remember, people hire you for what you solve and the results that you create. And that's what you get paid for: problem, solution, and results. What can you solve and what results can you get? That's the only thing that people hire you for. It doesn't matter how fancy your materials are, or how pretty your website is, or how well-dressed you are. If you can't get results and you can't solve problems, people are not going to pay you.
That's right. No, that's right. No, that is absolutely right. I mean, there's no other way that you can put that. There's no other way you can articulate that, because that's the facts. I mean, you're in business, and everyone in business should definitely understand that. Unfortunately, most don't. And they won't
exactly.
step up to really take things to the next level. And honestly, it really comes back again to transformation. Sometimes people are doing things, they think they're putting their best foot forward. However, mm-hmm. they are not taking the opportunity to transform what it is that they have, going back to the mindset, so that they can get to those next levels of success. And again, that's why someone of your expertise, to me it was so important for you to definitely be in this segment, because I knew, I said, she is going to knock this topic out of the park. I knew it. I was this is so in her zone, because everything you're sharing is what it truly takes to transform not just your brand, but really your overall life in general. All of the concepts that you're sharing can holistically across the board be able to take someone to whatever next level. Sometimes entrepreneurship has been sort of that vehicle that we use to have our own self-evolution, and going through a branding and a transformational process certainly will do it, and you have laid it out.
Exactly. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, and I just wanted to make sure we dropped a few golden nuggets today so that we can start
oh,
to
no, the treasure
put the pieces
chest.
Of
the treasure
together.
Chest has been dropped. Let me say that. it's not a few golden
nuggets.
I appreciate your modesty, but I'll be honest. No, you definitely brought a treasure chest. Appreciate there's so much
well,
packed
thank you.
In that. Yeah, there is so much packed in what you said, and I definitely want you to be able to share your contact information and also any special offers that you currently have or you have coming up. I know you have your book, and I also want to make mention to our listeners that Natasha's information is also in our show descriptions, and there's a variety of sites and ways that you can also connect with her on social media. But Natasha, I want you to definitely still share your contact information and special offers, and also tell us about when your book's going to be coming out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. What I'll share with you first is the book release party. It's also a fundraiser that we're using the mm-hmm. book to raise funds to feed underprivileged children, and we're helping them to be unleashed from poverty and be unleashed from
that's
hunger
wonderful.
So they can be productive members of society. So the book release is on Saturday, March 26th of this year at 7 p.m. here in Atlanta, Georgia, and you can find all the information about the book release. We've actually made it convenient and listed it on Eventbrite. It's on their Be Unleashed 2016 on Eventbrite. And that's a real quick way to go and find it. We encourage you to come and come and experience the movement. This is a Be Unleashed movement. Come and experience the movement, and you will also get an autographed copy of the new book, Unleash Your Millionaire
wow.
Mindset. And so we're really excited about that. So how do you get in touch with me and with my team? I am going to, because we released the information and gave you guys the exclusive, I'm going to give you
mm-hmm.
guys the new website. And you
yay.
Guys are going to, I want you to pay attention because we're doing the transition. So I'm going to give you guys a window into the transition. And you're going to see as things
excellent.
Begin to shift and change, okay? So the new website
mm-hmm.
is called ImpactBrandingConsulting.com. ImpactBrandingConsulting.com. So when you go there, you're still going to see things from visionary people, and you're going to get
mm-hmm.
to see how we transition and move things along. This is how you avoid from shutting down a website to bring it
mm-hmm.
all the way back up, because we're still functioning, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're still operating and functioning. So you guys have the exclusive. You get to watch it. This is the first time
you're publicly
releasing
the website. Oh, my goodness. That is so wonderful.
The website.
I am so privileged.
Yes,
I mean, wow, my listeners have definitely gained a tremendous treat. That's why even you sharing that, I go back to what I said earlier. She's talking about a few nuggets here. That's nice, but she's dropped the treasure chest for sure. And even with sharing that, I think you've dropped another one. That
well,
I mean, this
thank
is perfect.
You.
Yeah, this you're welcome.
Thank you.
This is perfect. It's perfect because it gives them an opportunity to really see how you transition, how you transform the current platform that you have into another one and also still be functional. So, like I said, you're bringing an entire experience to the listeners today. And so I thank you. It's not just a few concepts here of how they can do this, but what you shared from the setup of your story into everything that you've been articulating today, even up to now, has provided a complete transformation. I mean, it's almost like a complete makeover that's taken place on air.
Yes, Yes, it is. And boy, we're excited.
I am excited for you. And I feel very honored and privileged that you shared that information here for us, you know, exclusive here today. And so that is wonderful. I tell you, I could talk with you about this subject and many probably for several hours at a time. You have so much knowledge to share. Before we close, is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners in reference again to what we've discussed today to really just push them over the edge, as if they shouldn't already be already, but an empowering closing word
sure.
for the listeners today?
You know, I think one of the things I can say is that growth and change are going to go hand in hand. And
mm-hmm.
if you want to grow, you have to change. And once you change,
right.
you're going to grow. So just be comfortable knowing that growth and change go hand in hand. You want to be calculated and be strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Get the help. You know, one thing we say is hire your weakness. Get your weakness, the person that's strong in the areas you're weak, get them on board, because you can't be the one that figures everything out. You need other think tanks around you. So growth and change go hand
very
in hand.
Important.
And if you find yourself very complacent and you guys have gotten so routine, you got to stop and ask yourself, how can we do what we do better? Even
yes.
if you're exceptional at it, you're still doing something a little bit on the weekend. How
mm-hmm.
can we do what we do better? And keep in mind that growth and change go hand in hand, and it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, that is powerful. You are magnificent. Let me just say that.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. That was so powerful. That was a phenomenal way to definitely close out this segment, and I'm so looking forward to being able to have you and showcase you in many other segments on this platform. So I cannot thank you enough for your generosity and your overflow of what you've provided for the listeners today. So, Natasha, I wish you many blessings, and again, congratulations with the rebranding and relaunching of this fresh new perspective to make a huge impact on your audience and really just on the world at large. So thank you so much for being in this segment today.
It's my honor. Thank you so much for having me, and I wish everybody continued prosperity and success.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you, and same to you. Thanks so much again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so this is going to conclude this segment of Transforming Your Marketing Matrix Now here on the Cross Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio. I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com, and I hope that this segment has helped you to think about how you're going to transform your brand power along with taking your marketing vision to the next level that Natasha was talking about. She has truly poured out an overflow of a wealth of knowledge for you to take away and really get into implementation. And as always, it's time to transform your marketing matrix into more than meets the eye, and also be sure to follow our page on Facebook for Transformational Marketing Matrix More Than Meets the Eye. And until next segment, we want you to stay blessed, and we want you always to transform and roll out results.